North Bay police have released more information about a violent home invasion that took place just over a year ago off Blair Street in the West Ferris area. In particular, they are looking for more information about a vehicle they believe was involved in the incident that occurred on June 13, 2023. A review of the video provided identified the vehicle in the area at the time the offense was committed. It is described as a four-door silver, gray sedan with its rear passenger wheel different than the others, said Detective Constable Eric Krimpotic. The police service held a media conference Friday morning at North Bay Police Headquarters to help create more awareness about the investigation. "We released this image in an effort to identify the owner of the vehicle and/or the driver and passenger or passengers. We are looking to speak to anyone who has information about the vehicle, including its whereabouts or the whereabouts of the owner or driver," added Krimpotic. He says the incident involved two suspects who allegedly entered a home on Blair Street on June 13, 2023. The suspects used force to enter the residence and once inside made demands for money and property from the occupants of the residence and fired a shot from one of the firearms in their possession, stated Krimpotic. One of the occupants was struck by the bullet and required medical attention. Other occupants in the residence were physically struck and assaulted with the firearm and sustained injuries that required medical attention. The incident concluded when the attackers stole a number of items and fled. The suspects are described as black male, 5 feet 10 inches to 5 feet 11, medium build wearing a black shirt. Male, darker complexion, 6 feet 0, about 25 years of age, thinner than the first suspect, and wearing a black hoodie. Earlier this week, the North Bay Police Service and Near North Crime Stoppers announced a $2,000 maximum cash reward for any anonymous tips in connection with the home invasion. "We believe increasing the reward will urge individuals to take an active role in helping law enforcement solve this crime," said Krimpotic. "Since we have amassed an incredible amount of information, we feel that soliciting help from the public and any further tips could further advance the case and help solve the crime. I think it is an opportunity for us, given it is just past the one-year anniversary of this incident, to keep the incident top of mind with the members of the community and let the community know that it is an important investigation we are continuing to do," he said. Despite the milestones and advancements in the case, Krimpotic admits there are still gaps that prevent the service from making arrests. "Our primary focus remains on the identification and the apprehension of the two suspects involved in this event," he said, noting the OPP and the Sault Ste. Marie police have assisted in the active investigation. Krimpotic added that due to this being an active investigation, the police cannot release more details of the crime, including the type of firearms that were used or the type of items stolen. He also notes that this was a targeted event and not a random home invasion. "We want to remind the public the passage of time has not diminished the importance of finding those who are responsible," he said. "We believe increasing the reward will urge individuals to take an active role in helping law enforcement solve this crime." The North Bay Police Service says it has no reason to believe there is an imminent threat to public safety.